ready to go. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Elmo. So, Elmo announced in a social media video that he supports Team USA in the FIFA World Cup. This is following some criticism for remaining neutral in the NBA Finals. Take a listen.
Just to be clear, Elmo wants Team USA to win, okay? But Elmo loves everybody, just to be clear. Don't make this a thing. Thank you. Elmo loves you, and Elmo loves you, and Elmo loves you, and Team USA, and everybody who's playing.
He's even wearing a little Team USA sweater. It was so cute. Speaking of cute, Toy Story 5 had the biggest opening of the year with a $160 million weekend. Joan Cusack says playing Jessie in Toy Story is the most important thing she's ever done in her life. That's saying a lot. Harry Styles paused his concert at Wembley Stadium on Friday night to help a distressed fan in the crowd find their sister.
You can't find your sister. What's your sister's name? Is that you? Okay.
This is.
Have you found her?
I think he's doing this just so he can have a little rest.
Is she there?
Probably. It's all over.
Okay. Everybody's good? We're good.
So he did say the fan's name over the microphone, but they cut it out. Anyway, after confirming the fan was okay, Harry Styles resumed the show. Anne Hathaway is expecting her third child. She did a little surprise announcement. But here's the thing I'm thinking is she's 43. Can you imagine being 60 with a 17-year-old? I don't know. Ask Alec Baldwin. He'd understand. Britney Spears wants another baby. Okay, who are we electing to talk her out of this? Okay. Rod Stewart used an oxygen tank during his recent concert at a Utah amphitheater in West Valley City.
The show must go on. Trying to do a little gimme, little step and a dance and everything. Would you mind if I sat down for this one?
Yeah, he had to sit down. The 81-year-old singer kind of doubled over, held himself up with some stage equipment and barriers before attendants brought him oxygen and something to sit on. Here's the thing. West Valley City is at a little over 4,000 feet in elevation. Thin air. Old man. It's hard. Blake Lively might make the cut for Taylor Swift's wedding after all the rumors swirling that the two are patching things up. And supposedly Taylor has invited her, and Blake has picked out a dress. We'll see. Days of Our Lives megastar Deirdre Hall, lovely lady, by the way, playfully slapped Craig Melvin during a Today Show live interview on Friday, demonstrating her soap opera character's signature move.
I'm going to draw my hand back.
Okay.
And I'm going to come very close to your face.
Okay.
And when you feel that happen, you're going to snap your head.
Okay.
You ready?
I think I am. All right.
Your crew's ready.
Oh, boy.
Are you okay? Sorry, I meant to miss, but I
love her so much. She is celebrating 50 years on Days of Our Lives. George Lucas will voice an undisclosed character in the upcoming movie Minions and Monsters. He's apparently a big fan of Minions and already wants to voice another character in the future. And Oscar winner Morgan Freeman, who, by the way, is 89, will release his first music album, Symphonic Blues Experience, on August the 7th.
Blues is not just music. It's history wrapped in rhythm. The echoes of lives lived and lost, heartache and hope all tangled together.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees.
Welcome to our Symphonic Blues Experience, a unique combination of classic orchestral sounds blended with the emotion and authenticity of the blues.
Oh my gosh. I may have to buy that one. I'm not a blues girl, but I am a Morgan Freeman fan. Anyway, it includes a 3-city tour, and we got a dirt alert. I think if you know anything about me, you are aware of my lack of love for Tom Brady. And Gisele Bündchen feels the same way, I guess. She wished a happy Father's Day to her husband, Joaquin, and her own father, but not to Tom Brady, although she did add, quote, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Tom Brady, all the dads. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say it.
What can I say except you're welcome?